Viscosity is a simple little tool for creating works of modern art, let's call it. As a physicist, my knowledge of art is rather limited. However, I enjoyed having a play with viscosity, and it's something that the students would be able to take to much greater levels than I'm capable of doing. You can save your finished output into the gallery, and then from there you can download it in as an image file. So, how does it all work? I just know that I'm going to regret trying to describe something which is a highly visual medium. However, it's done, I guess, using lots of algorithms behind the scenes. Now, imagine a grid of 200 dots, and it's a rectangle. And each row within that rectangle is coloured in a different shade of grey, although you can change the colours from a standard colour palette, and they can be whatever you want. Now, you can move the dots to wherever you want them to be on the screen, so that each particular row it doesn't have to be rectangular at all, so you can decide where they go. But having set up the grid as you want it to, you then interact with it using a brush tool. And as you click squares, it just completely changes wherever the colours and the rows are going. So they're no longer rows, they become trapezoids. Would that be the right term? So you get lots of different shapes created. And it's possible to change the size of the brush that you use, how strong the brush is, how slippery it is. You can, as I said, change the colours of the rows. You can move things on screen. You can change the quality if you're struggling to view it. So there's lots of different factors and features that you can change before you have your finished artwork. You can undo it as you're going along. You can reset it back to square one. So in a sense, it encourages people to play. It encourages them to experiment and see what they can do. Now, if you think about it more carefully in advance, you can set specific tasks for your students to achieve. It might be to produce something which isn't abstract, so they have to put a little bit more thought in to how they're going to use the tools to produce something that's clearly an actual object or a representation of a specific object. To do that, they need to know how it all works. So having them actually interrogate the little bit of software and seeing what making certain changes can enable them to do could be an interesting task in itself. It's actually investigative and encourages to dig a little bit deeper.